The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. So I'm knackered. Ran up two flights of stairs to get here, didn't I? I had to
Did
run
you?
Up the stairs.
You're running late, weren't
my
you?
Cab was a little bit late.
I thought
this
we were
going
to have to call you this morning.
I know, yeah. I said to the cab driver, we got to London and we were in Soho, and I said, "Stop, I'm getting an e-bike. I want a thrill of an e-bike."
Should have done it, mate. You'd have been here quicker.
I know, yeah. Sorry about that. I'm so late. I haven't even had the chance to say a proper off-air hello to everyone. So this on-air hello is a real hello for once.
It's a real hello.
So good morning, Matt Dyson.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Ellie. Good morning, Glenn and Anna in the booth of truth.
Anna's Hello. Really good in the morning. Dark this morning. You can barely see her face, can you?
I can't. I mean, I can't. I've got really bad eyesight.
Glenn,
yeah, I can't see you at the best
Anna's
of times.
Anna's like a shadow.
I need to turn the lights on.
Yeah, you really
You can turn the lights on.
She was working as a witness on the news last night, so that's why she's still got the lights on.
Not a
missing
interview.
I have got some devastating news this morning that I just saw as we were stopping at every single traffic light on the way in this morning. I was on Twitter and I saw something really devastating I think it'll affect Anna and Glenn, but I think it'll affect you the most, Matt.
Oh, no.
Don't know how to break this to you. In fact, we should probably drop the music because it's quite serious. I believe today, 3rd of September, has been declared the end of Brat Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
Oh, it's the end.
I've heard a lot of talk about this, yeah.
Charlie XCX has declared it the end of Brat
over,
Summer.
Isn't it?
For anyone that doesn't know what Brat Summer was, could you give us a little idea?
No,
I don't
really.
Think anyone...
I've seen the dance.
Can at 11 past six.
Producer Ellie does a dance. That
Producer Ellie, what was Brat Summer? Explain to the old people. She rolled her eyes at me straight away. Oh, God. What do you want?
When you go out a lot.
When you go out a lot.
Acting like a brat.
Yeah. Fluorescent nails, right? Like those green fluorescent nails.
Anna, you're in the dark. You're going like this with your nails. You've never looked older. It's quite incredible.
Is this Brat Summer? The Dave Berry Breakfast
Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. So Brat Summer is over. Just Google Brat Summer. I'm still not entirely sure what
the
it actually is.
The nails, we're not sure on.
Sorry to break this to you.
It's that green fluorescent.
You wear a lot of that sort of... There, it wasn't apparently according to Ellie.
Matt said to Ellie straight away afterwards, "Have you heard about the nail thing?" She went, "I've not heard about that."
It's Brat Summer adjacent.
Yeah, it's
related to it.
It's not a crucial part of Brat Summer, but yeah.
I thought that was the only part.
The only part. Just painting your nails fluorescent.
It's what Charlie XCX says is extracurricular.
Yeah. I believe, though. Oh, by the way, I've just seen The Guardian have written a massive long piece on Brat Summer, which we'll probably dig into later on the show.
Great.
But I believe, Matt, it's no longer a Brat Summer, but it's still a Rat Boy Summer. Is that correct?
Right. Okay.
I'm looking to you for this.
Oh, because the Rat Boys are the handsome. Actors and stars.
I heard
of
you
our
declare
age.
This on the show not too long ago.
Yeah, we've completely forgotten about it. Yeah, that's right. It is still Rat Boy Summer. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I can't believe you completely forgot about
Rat
this
Boy
cultural
autumn.
Phenomenon.
It's the year of the Rat Boy.
The
much.
Year of the Rat Boy. Yeah. Great news for us. Thank God. Yeah. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Good morning. No Dave Berry today. He's back tomorrow. 5 Words, 5 Grand is back as well.
Yes.
It returns.
New season begins.
New season. What season do you reckon this is? Season like...
10?
Yeah.
I think it's
run as long as Frasier.
Yeah. Up there, Frasier, finally. So Dave is back tomorrow morning from 6 with that. Meantime, I'm here and we were talking yesterday about this documentary that I made that went out... Oh, Matt. Don't look at me like that. We're talking about this documentary that I made that went out on Sunday night on the Absolute Radio main station.
8 o'clock, wasn't it?
8 o'clock, yeah. And you can listen back to it right now on our Rayo app. It's a study of how social media has changed music. And as you left yesterday, Matt, I believe you said to me, can't wait to listen to the documentary. I'll give it a whirl on the way home.
Yeah. Well, I did intend to.
No, that's what matters.
I got sidetracked. Because I specifically remember I went on the Rayo app and I was on, like, the recommended for you page.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find it immediately. because that's where, when I listen to Tim Burgess's album Playback Party, his listening party,
which I believe is his full name,
that one with the Royal Blood, amazing, right? They're really good, and they're always recommended for me. But yours wasn't recommended for me. So then, just as I was about to search for it, I got a call from a plumber.
Here we go. Your excuses are no longer welcome.
You want to listen to his documentary instead?
Yeah, he's got a great. He's got a lot of great content on Rayo.
That's a long chat with your plumber. Yeah.
Well, it was a lot of logistical stuff that was going on.
Okay, well, so. Fine. I would bone up, I believe is the phrase, yes. Because we are doing a quiz on the documentary that you are going to partake in next.
Oh, no.
So stick around for
You guys listened to it?
Yeah, they've listened to it. Anna and Glenn listened to it.
To a point where we won't be getting any questions.
No, exactly. They've passed their exams with flying colours, and you are yet to do yours, so good luck.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You're listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here, and for Dave Berry, we hope you're doing all right this morning. So as I mentioned, we put out a little documentary on Sunday night called Ad Friend. You can listen to it on our Rayo app right now. I'm really proud of it. I spent a long time working on this. Spent almost a year working on this.
Wow.
And it's available to be listened to right now.
Is it like doing a dissertation at university?
Very similar vibes. Yeah, very similar vibes to that. Except I was actually caring about this one and not going out and basically trying to ignore it for as long as possible. And I got paid to do this one as well. They actually paid me. Yeah, I can't believe that. I know, incredible. Matt, you promised you'd listen to it. I don't think that did happen.
No,
did it?
Sorry. I'm going to on the way home today. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Unless he gets another call from the plumber.
Ringing. Time for another hour phone call. But I did speak to you at length about it yesterday, so I just wanted to test how much you were listening. So I've got three quiz questions about the documentary that I mentioned to you yesterday.
I feel fairly confident, yeah.
Good luck, mate.
Knowing the subject matter and the producer and the writer, I feel like I know the sort of avenues you would have gone down on this.
I'm not sure about that. Okay, maybe. Question one, you ready? Okay. I did mention this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Who didn't appear in the documentary? Sandy Tom, Kate Nash, or Ed Sheeran?
I know Sandy Tom's in it. I'd say Ed Sheeran would have been the hardest one to get, so probably him.
Wrong. Ed, we got Sheeran.
Did you?
How dare you?
What, specifically for the documentary? He came in.
He was asking an Absolute Radio interview about, would you mind doing this documentary?
Oh, yes. What a coup.
Yeah, it was a coup. Yeah, you should listen, mate. All right, Ed Sheeran was in the documentary. You won't know this. What did Ed say you should do to avoid social media burnout?
Oh, turn your phone off?
No.
No. No.
Wrong answer.
How's the plumber meant to get in touch?
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah.
He said, buy a no-frills phone and do emails on your iPad.
That was going to be my second answer.
All right, so none out of two so far. Third and final question. Good luck. Dan Noble, a valued colleague of mine who listened to the documentary, said his favourite quote was as follows, Twitter, or as no one calls it,
X.
Yes! Got there in the end. So, yeah, just interesting that Dan Noble messaged me separately and just said, really enjoyed the documentary and quoted from the documentary as well.
To prove that he had listened to it, do you say that in the first few minutes?
It's the opening line.
There we go. He's been rumbled.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Definitely a little bit disappointed that the end of Brat Summer didn't seem to make the news headlines at 7 o'clock, which is troubling. Yeah. Hopefully, though, it does make the social ammo this morning.
I mean, we'll continue to react to the end of Brat Summer. It's hitting everyone pretty hard this the start of Clean Girl Autumn, of course, and it's been marked by many people, and the owner of an old B&B has gone viral because she's been talking about it, as has everyone. It's the subject matter on everyone's lips. So it's an old B&B it's about 800 years old.
800?
And she owns it, and she got her Gen Z daughter to write the script for it, and as you can imagine, hilarity ensued. Here she is, talking like a young person.
Our bed and breakfast is 880 years old, no cap. See the garden. It's giving relaxation. It's giving zen. The medieval dining room has so much riz. The Georgian panelled room understood the assignment. Slay. Slay. Torn windows, letting a lot of light. Very considerate. Very mindful. Very demure. Slay. Whether you need to recover from a brat summer or a mentee, this is the place for you. Slay.
Slays in there.
I love the way she says slay. Yeah.
What does no cap mean?
I'm not sure about
that.
No cap. You just don't wear a hat when you're inside.
Even the youngest member of the team, she's ready, just frowning.
Demure is a popular
no cap's
one.
Like no lie.
Oh, no
cap.
Yeah.
Like genuinely,
No, genuinely.
Demure seems to have made a comeback.
It's nice to see it.
That was big in like the 50s, wasn't it?
It's nice to see it return.
Oh, she's so demure. And now all the kids are saying it. I didn't expect that to come back round.
Well, it's nice to have it back.
Did you not see the video? Very mindful, very demure.
Oh, no. Is that what she's based on?
That's the trend.
That's a big TikTok thing. Young people in here know. You were sat in the dark earlier going, what's Brat Summer? You're not that young, mate.
Is it to do with your nails? Yeah. Well, anyway, there you go. There's lots of people doing this now. It's a new trend.
Right.
Older people adopting the language of younger people.
We should start doing that.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
No riz. No cap.
No cap at all. And then it brings us on to the mystery clip that we heard earlier. Remember this one? It actually relates to a piece of audio we heard not long ago on the show, on the Social Ammo, which was this bit. Do you remember that noise? Do you remember that?
What's going on there?
That was a man crushing walnuts with his elbow.
Another great moment. Sounded quite
strange. And this is the new one. It comes from the Guinness Book of World Records. Anyone can guess what he's doing?
Is he playing table tennis on a truck?
Good guess.
I can't, during the ad break, after you teased it, I went on Instagram, and the first video that came up was a man doing something, and I thought, that'll be it.
It's
very specific. I won't say what it is.
It does involve a ping pong ball. Ben, do you want to guess?
I'm worried. I've got a broadcasting career to worry about, Matt. Is he using his mouth?
He is using his mouth. That's what he's. I don't know how he found that he can do this, but he bounces a ping pong ball against the wall and catches it in his mouth. So I presume.
Thank God that's the answer, by the way.
He sucks and blows and does it. He can do it in 30 seconds. He can do 47. 47 times.
How has he found that?
Which is amazing, isn't it?
It made me feel so ill.
Yeah, it looks really weird.
It looks like he's throwing up. It looks like he's choking. It's one of the most wretched videos.
Sorry, explain it to me. So he's putting the ball in his mouth and then firing it at the wall with his
and then he catches it with his mouth.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. So what, I don't know why anyone would do that during a game of ping pong, because you wouldn't want to put the ball.
What's the practical use for that skill? And he's not playing ping pong; he's playing squash, basically, isn't he? Because it's against a wall.
But he's got the world record. The official world record is his, because he's done it 47 times in 30 seconds. His name is David Rush, and he's from the United States of America. And he's done very well. It's quite impressive compared to our young lad who did the tangerine, Taylor.
Do you know what? For me, it's giving Brat Summer.
Exactly. Isn't everything. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
5 celebrities, £5. Absolute Radio. Time for 5 celebs, £5. And playing this morning on line number one is Nicola. Good morning.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Hello.
Good morning, Nicola.
Nicola, where are you in the country right now? What are you up to today? Have you had a good brat summer?
I am down in Kent on the coast, and I've had a busy summer with a baby.
Very bratty summer.
That sort of brat summer, yeah.
What's your little one called?
Bodie.
How old's Bodie?
15 months.
Danger time. And how's everything going? I know this is the most annoying basic question you can ask. How's the sleep?
How's he sleeping?
And I'm going to give a really annoying answer, saying that he sleeps all night for 12 hours straight through.
Cut her off. Well, cut her off. Right. Don't want to hear from her. Okay, Nicola, let's try and win you £5 on the show this morning. Let's spin the random name generator, see who you're going to play 5 celebs, £5 with. Player generator. Matt Dyson. Anna Geary. Glenn Moore. Free choice. Glenn Moore. All right. Good luck. to Glenn Moore. Leave the booth of truth, please, Glenn. He's just about to leave. He's just walking, swaggering out. He is. We need Anna to confirm he's left.
Hang on, wait for the door to shut. Yeah, and it's shut.
It's shut. I didn't even hear it that time.
It's quiet, wasn't it?
Nicola, is Bodie? Is that Bodie I can hear in the background?
Yes.
Oh, what's Bodie up to?
He is currently trying to get me to help him play with his shape sorter.
Okay. All right, we won't keep you. Let's rattle through his name, shall we? Maybe he could help you out. Okay.
Yeah, he might, though.
What is culture references?
Imagine if his first word was a celebrity surname. That would be amazing. Yeah.
Would ya?
I knew you were going to say that. I don't know why.
It's my go-to.
Okay, Nicola. Oh, there's no Adam on here. I'm so disappointed. name number one is Liam.
Gallagher.
Got to go Gallagher.
Has to be.
Name number two is Claire.
Balding.
Yes. I would definitely have gone balding. Yeah. I think Glenn will.
Name number three is Martin.
Lewis.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I would have gone
yes. He's ever present, isn't
I was
he?
Thinking of fire for some reason, which is really quite a niche one. Rugby league player.
Remember that phase you went through on this where you just do long-distance runners
from the
80s?
From the 80s, yeah.
Very confusing.
I'm still in that phase. Okay. That's my equivalent of the brat summer. 80s athletics summer.
Nicola, name number four is Simon.
Come on, Bodie.
Come on, Bodie.
What you got?
Simon.
Le Bon.
Yes.
Oh, yes. That's good.
And the fifth and final name is Olivia.
Newton John.
Yes.
Has to be. What a solid performance.
Okay, Gallagher, Balding, Lewis, Le Bon and Newton John. Nicola, stay there. Hopefully we can win you £5 next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, we are halfway through Five Celebs, £5 this morning. This won't give anything away now. Glenn has come back to the studio. But Matt said would yat moments ago.
Would yat.
Which I think is a highlight of today's show.
Would yat.
I think that could be... That sounds like a sort of sound that would be sampled by someone.
Would yat.
That could be appearing on Absolute Radio 20s very, very soon.
Five celebrities, £5. Absolute Radio.
Nicola is playing this morning. Nicola, how do you think it went without giving away any answers?
Okay. Apart from one.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought it was a really strong performance.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think they're all good, actually. I think they're pretty decent. How's the shape sorting going?
Yeah, he's given up on that now, and he has kicked all of his balls out of his ball pit for me.
Oh, yes. I love it when they do that.
We want to point out Nicola is looking after a 15-month-old, if you just heard us, some sort of rogue husband on the go or anything like that. All right, let's see if we can match your names with Glenn. Glenn, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. For £5, name number one is Liam.
Gallagher.
Yes. Name number two is Claire.
Balding.
Yes.
Here we go.
Name number three.
Yes.
Actually, I know what you mean about this, Nicola. This could be the one. Name number three is Martin.
There are like four.
No.
I don't know whether to keep it domestic or... Go international, domestic.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks, guys. Clones.
Oh, no.
Lewis?
Yes.
Sorry.
All right, name number four, Simon.
The money-saving expert has absolutely failed you on this occasion.
The irony.
He would care about the £5 as well, wouldn't he? Name number four is Simon.
Cowell.
No. Le Bon.
Le Bon.
Le Bon.
You've got it. Come on, you have to go Le Bon. So glamorous.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yes.
I would have gone Peg.
Yeah, oh, that's good. I think Nicola Le Bon is the best choice. The fifth name is Olivia.
Again, there are like four.
Mm. Bearing in mind, Le Bon's just happened.
Yeah, okay. All right, Newton-John.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. What was that? 2 out of 5? 3 out of 5. Nicola, sorry, no £5 for you this morning. I know you were going to spend it on a pumpkin spice latte, which is a very brat summary thing to do. So we celebrate you for that fact, if we're not going to give you the money. No reaction to that whatsoever from Nicola, we understand. Nicola, thanks for playing this morning. We appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you.
She's absolutely furious. And why wouldn't you be? No pumpkin spice latte at all.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Today, Matt, your little one's back at school.
They're going back tomorrow, the younger ones.
I say little ones, not so little ones.
Yeah, primary school back tomorrow, secondary school back next week.
Okay, So today's the last day of the summer holidays.
We were out getting the shoes. The school shoes yesterday. It was rammed. They had someone with a clipboard. You had to log in at Clark's and say, I'll come back in half an hour to get access to the school shoe section. And then we went to the other one around the corner, the independent shoe shop, and they have a deli counter system with the tickets. I much prefer that.
The thing is, you know, at like Clark's, you know, I've got a foot measuring device where they slide it. They should just sell that as shoes.
You need
one pair for life.
Yeah. And it's so comfortable. It ticks. So tickly.
I used to love the sensation of it, Is that weird?
No, it's great. I think everyone did.
Well, in honour of kids starting to go back to school, we want to hear from you this morning on 8 to 12, 15. We want you to tell us the biggest lie you heard in the playground as a kid. Biggest lie you heard in the playground. Playground is the place where lies tend to breed, tend to circulate, don't they?
Yeah, most people grow out of it when they become adults.
Not everyone. Some people make a career of it, don't they? We want to hear from your biggest lie you heard in the playground. 8, 12, 15 to text. Matt, have your kids heard any of these?
Last year, there was someone in her playground who, a lot of people were going to see Olivia Rodrigo at the O2 and stuff. Some people had tickets. And one girl said, I haven't got tickets, but I'm going to see her on her American tour. My auntie's got tickets. And they were like, oh, yeah, when's that happening then? And she go, I don't know yet.
But I love it. It's always happening in America, isn't it?
Yeah, if you say America, it wins everything. I trumped you all because it's in America. People can find out when it is online. They can look it up.
Back in our day, you couldn't do that. It's in America with my cousin. I've never spoken about them before. We don't know. That's fine.
Yeah. Often America crops up in these lies.
Yeah. More, please. 81215 is our text number. Tweet at Absolute Radio. Cast your mind back to your school days and tell us the biggest lie you heard in the playground.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
John says a girl used to tell everyone that her dad was Mr. Blobby. Such a fantastic line. In this girl's defence, she was pink with yellow spots. That's why I believe. Matt, what's caught your eye on the text?
Paul in Oxford says, morning Ben and the team. One kid from our school said he was going to America as he'd been signed by WWE.
Oh, yes.
To do the wrestling. He got spotted as a 12-year-old during a show at a local theatre that he was involved in. He did leave the school, but it turns out that he moved to a different school 10 miles away.
Wow.
So he didn't go to America to wrestle.
It would have made WWE so uncomfortable to watch The Undertaker absolutely pummeling a 12-year-old. I just don't feel this is good stuff.
I love that they're scouting theatres in Oxford. WWE
Where's our next star coming from, guys?
Glenn, what about you? What was the biggest playground lie you heard?
There was a guy who said he had a roller coaster in his home that went from his bedroom to the bathroom to the kitchen. And he just said this so plainly. And he was like, because he tried to play it down. He was like, it's not like Nemesis, obviously. He was like, it's just he said, it doesn't even have a big overhead harness. It's just one of the bars that goes down in your lap. And that made it more believable for us. And then, obviously, it just fell to pieces when we were around to his house for his birthday. And he was like, yeah, we had it taken down to be, like, clean. We're having it back tomorrow. Yeah. The roller coaster's coming back tomorrow for free roller coaster in our home.
So he carried it on.
Yeah. 21, it was at uni, yeah. Wow. It just kept it going.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As we go back to school, we're going to celebrate playground lies. Matt, what has caught your eye on the text?
An anonymous one here says, a kid in our class at junior school invited me and two of my friends to his house because he said he had a full-size swimming pool in his basement. My mother asked where he lived and told me that it was nonsense and stop being stupid, but apparently the other two friends turned up with a swimming kit. Finally arrived.
This says, morning, Ben. My mate Andrew, I won't say his last name, my mate Andrew went to Germany on holiday. When he came back to school, he carried a note with him saying he couldn't remember how to speak English.
What?
This says, morning, my mate went to school and used to tell, my mate at school rather, used to tell us that everyone, that Ryan Giggs went to his house every Friday night for tea. He would have burger and chips, but only liked Sainsbury's own brand ketchup.
Because that's when you know he's alive. Yeah.
Only the best for Giggs.
Because, no, he was allergic to Heinz, apparently. Oh, that's what it says.
Yeah.
That is from Jay. That is quite incredible. Like, the detail
it's
in
good
that
detail.
Line. We want more
sort
like
of
that.
Makes it a bit more convincing.
Exactly.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Matt, what's made you laugh?
My mate Adrian reckoned his uncle sang on the original Star Trek theme tune.
Great.
Is one that's coming.
Yes.
I don't even remember much singing on that. I suppose it was like backing vocals, wasn't
yeah.
it? And Dan from Leighton Buzzard says, a boy at my middle school said, his granddad was the last man standing in World War II and he won it for the Allies.
He won it.
Amazing.
Single-handedly won it.
War propaganda on the playground.
Yeah,
amazing.
Unbelievable. Hi, guys. A kid friend of mine at the time said he was a black belt in karate. I ended up... Oh, this is such
classic.
A key to this. Mm. I ended up asking him about it in front of his mum. Apparently, they cried when the mum told them off, which I love. That's from Lucy. A friend of mine said he could breathe underwater. That's a classic of the genre.
Yeah.
Morning team, when we were in primary school, four girls at our school had the last name Terry. They claimed they're related to John Terry, the football player. One girl kept it up till year nine.
Oh, that's long.
We've got to admire the commitment.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning, we're Absolute Radio. It's Ben Barrell here on The Breakfast Show. Matt, you've given us some social ammo action already, but the people and I, we want more.
Well, there's so much doing the rounds of these old people talking like they're Gen Z that I have to bring you a new one. Earlier we heard the B&B owner who was doing
Slay.
It.
Slay.
She was saying her house was Slay. Mm. Now Currys have got in on the action. It looks like a local branch of Currys. Where
gone rogue.
Not approved by head office. Gone rogue.
Yeah, I love it.
It seems quite authentic. Here he is in action.
Brett Summer at Curry's, my guys. This microwave.
My guys.
And left no crumbs. If you've got the guap, a pizza oven is peak flex. These are giving me life. No gassing. Go full Brett Summer and drag all your friends. Need a new phone? I'd bet. Say less.
Excuse me?
This one's bussin' skibbity toilet riz.
Oh, skibbity
and the WhatsApp
toilet.
Access is sending me.
I don't understand any of that.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's all different language to me.
Oh, it's all foreign to me.
Mummy.
Sorry, let me express that.
He's amazing.
Very understated. Very subtle.
What's
demure.
That?
Very mindful.
Demure, mindful, demure. You can't do that.
This air fryer is the GOAT. On point cash with that low-key drip to have all your guests saying, yes, Slay Queen.
Yeah, I think his commitment to the bit died at the end.
As producer Ellie pointed out, a lot of those are quite dated. They're not really keeping up to date with the latest youth slang.
Yeah, producer Ellie said it's like, I've not heard stuff like that since university, which she said like it was prehistoric.
Yeah, so that is quite old. Some of that, I can tell it's a bit out of date. But But hats off to the guy from Curry for giving it a go. I'll share the video on my Instagram
queen.
Stories. Yeah.
Slay.
Timing's everything.
It took a while to play.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it for another edition of the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Dave Berry is back tomorrow and Five Words, Five Grand is coming back with our king. Make sure you're listening tomorrow from 6. We need to end today's show once again by naming the broadcast. It'll be available on our Rayo app very, very soon. Matt, I've got some potential names for mm-hmm. you. Not actually that many today. Usually we have like 5 or 10, don't we?
You forgot
maybe
to ring
more
the bell.
Than that.
Maybe because we haven't got the bell.
I never ring the bell. I'm not allowed to ring the bell. The bell's for daddy only. That's what they told me.
That's true. Yeah.
These are your options,
quite
though.
Right.
From quite right. These are your options from today's show. Option number one, Anna in the Shadows.
Oh, yes. Geary was sat in the dark earlier,
Yeah, Glenn said it looked like she was giving like a statement to the news about like an anonymous
witness
statement.
Protection,
The Year of the Rat Boy.
Of course it is, which it still is, of course.
Brat Summer's over.
And we've spoken a lot about Brat Summer, haven't we? And the transition into Clean Girl Autumn.
Mm. Yeah, it's Clean Girl Autumn as of today.
Yeah,
so. But don't worry, still, as Matt said, it's still a Rat Boy year.
Yeah.
Bratty Matty.
What? That's a horrible new
that's
name.
That's about your
me.
Brat Summer.
Yeah,
you were up to no good, weren't you?
Yeah.
What's he done
very
this time?
Bratty. I prefer it to Scatty, potentially, I think.
Scatty, Bratty, Matty. It's you doing terrible things and forgetting about it.
Let's call it that, yeah.
Yeah. How about this? Daddy, Mr. Blobby. Oh,
one of the best playground lines.
Yeah, and bunk bed with an engine, another playground
also
line.
Another very good one. But yeah, perhaps we should go with Scatty, Bratty, Matty.
Scatty, Bratty, Matty. Well, we're saying goodbye to Brett Summer with a little nod.
It's the only
to
way
it.
To mark the occasion.
It is the only way to mark the occasion. You are correct. That is today's show. It'll be available in our Rayo app very, very soon. As I say, Dave is back tomorrow morning from 6. He and the team will see you then.